Blog Talk Radio.
Congressman Waxman, is it true that you're heading up a committee to investigate the use of steroids in baseball? I'm shocked. I'm appalled. I'm heading up a committee. We're going to form a committee. We're going to have hearings. We're going to get some good press. Yes, yes, we're going to look into baseball. We've nationalized everything else. We might as well go after the nationalized league. Senator Clinton, is it true that you took a Vignelli drug money in exchange for a pardon? I'm shocked. I'm appalled. I had no idea. I had no idea. I'm calling for a forming of a commission. We're going to investigate. We're going to get to the bottom of this. I'm shocked. I'm appalled. We're going to have hearings, but not on the weekends. President Clinton, is it true that you gave birth to Osama bin Laden? That it was on your watch that he developed his plans to take down New York City? I'm shocked. I'm appalled. I'm at a loss for words. I was in Australia when I got the news that the towers were hit for the second time. I'm shocked. I'm calling for a commission. We're going to have a special hearings and investigations, and we're going to get a lot of press, and we're going to have all my friends on the panel. We'll have people like Ben Veniste, the Muslim terrorist. We'll have what's her name that we put on? She made a couple of million on what's the two guys' names? Fannie Frick and Freddie Mac. Yeah, Jamie Gerlich. Yeah, she knows how to plug holes. Yeah, I'm going to put a special committee together. We're going to have an independent. It'll be an independent committee, and we'll make good money. We'll do a book. Yeah, we'll do a book. It'll be called the 911 Commission Report. Senator Torricelli, is it true that you walked off the party platform with $5 million in a brown paper bag? They call it a war chest. You were supposed to give it to Senator Loudmouth Berg, but you said let him get his own. Is that true? Is it true that a Chinese businessman who testified that you made him pay you bribes, is it true that he's in jail and you're not? I'm shocked. I'm appalled. I'm calling for an investigation. This is an outrage. This is a travesty. And I'm going to have hearings, and we're going to get to the bottom of this. I'm shocked. I'm appalled. Governor Corzine, is it true that you paid off black ministers in order to get their parishioners to vote for you? Is it true that you were on the stage when that question was asked, and all the black ministers looked at each other and said, "What did we say we're going to do last night? What did we say we were going to say?" And you look like a deer in the headlights. Is it true that you spent $51 million to buy the state of New Jersey? I'm shocked. I'm appalled. This is an outrage. I'm calling for an investigation. We're going to form a committee. We're going to look into this. And where no stone will be left unturned. Governor, is it true that you forced a state trooper to drive 80 miles an hour while you sat in a vehicle with no seatbelts on, risking the lives of everybody in the vehicle? I'm shocked. I'm appalled. I'm calling for an investigation. We're going to form a committee. We're going to have plenty of TV time. Governor McGreevy, is it true that you used to make the state troopers drop you off at rest stops so that you could have liaison dangereux? Is this true? And then you had them pick you up an hour later? I'm shocked. I'm appalled. I'm calling for an investigation. We're going to form a committee. We're going to look into this. Governor, is it true that you appointed your lover to become the defense minister of New Jersey? Is that true, Governor? And that you gave him a big salary to keep him quiet? I'm shocked. I'm appalled. I'm calling for an investigation. We're going to look into this. We're going to form a committee. And not only that, we're going to have a czar. Governor Richardson, is it true, sir, that you wanted to make marijuana illegal in your state because you were taking money from drug lords? Is it true, sir? Well, I just seen everybody else making money, and I thought I was entitled to my fair share. I'm shocked. I'm appalled. We're calling for an investigation. I'm going to form a committee. We're going to have a czar. We're going to have a drug czar. Congressman Jackson, is it true, sir, that you got caught with 100,000 large in your refrigerator of bribe money? I'm shocked. I'm appalled. I'm calling for an investigation. We're going to form a committee. I'm going to be the cold cast czar. Senator Kennedy, sir, is it true that on at the site of a drunken orgy, you drove a girl off the bridge in 9 feet of water and left her to drown? Is that true, sir? And then you went and got a cousin and asked your cousin to take the blame? Is that true, sir? Did you try and rescue that girl? And we understand that she was trapped in there with air for about 9 hours. Is that true, sir? Did you sell out your country? Well, I voted to burn the flag, and I vote to kill kids. I'm a Catholic. I'm a Notre Dame Catholic. But this is an outrage, and I'm calling for an investigation. Not of me, mind you. Anybody who comes after me. President Pinocchio Pants, is it true, sir, that you grope women? Is it true, sir, that you started with nothing and you worked your way up to $109 million in assets in the United States alone? Is it true that you made all your money in government, sir? I'm not going to make as much as Obama bin Laden's going to make. Obama's going to... he started off with only $4 million. He's already ahead of me. And with the investigations and the committee hearings and the books, I figure Obama's good for $150 million before he leaves office. Senator Schumer, sir, is it true that you protect the interest of homes in Long Island, nursing homes in Long Island, and oppress of Filipino workers, threatening them with... deportation and having the law, suffering the loss of those low-paying jobs that your contributors keep them under thumb with? Is that true, Senator? Did you endorse Sotomayor and tell us that she was the right woman at the right time because she's a Latino? Aren't you the same one that sat on the neck of Judge Estrada and talked to him in Gestapo-like fashion and mocked him as he stuttered to give his examination answers? Is it true that you said Elian Gonzalez was too young to know freedom? Sir, are you a scoundrel? This is an outrage. I'm calling for a commission. I'm going to fund the commission. We're going to find everybody guilty who comes against us. We're going to purge. We're going to be looking especially for Cuban kids. We have nothing against Puerto Rican children, but we are definitely coming after the Cubans. Governor Schwarzenegger, sir, is it true that you're a lemon? Is it true that you took your state broke? Is it true that you have aspirations, that you want to be Kaiser of California and the United States? Is it true, sir, that you smoked weed many, many moons ago? Is it true, sir, that you love medals more than you love your country? I'm calling for a hearing, an investigation. This is an outrage. And I am going to form a committee, and we're going to do a book and a movie. Congressman Murtha, is it true that you are the number one most hated Marine in history, only Lee Harvey Oswald, displacing Lee Harvey Oswald, who is now second? Is it true, sir, that you betrayed your beloved Corps? Is it true, sir, that you stabbed Marines in the back? Is it true, sir, that you have given jobs and government money to relatives who are building airports to nowhere, from nowhere, in little dog patch towns. This is an outrage. I'm calling for a commission and a hearing. You can't say that to me. Have you ever been in combat? I was in combat. I was there. I was with the combateers. Shall I go on, or have you had enough? Do you know they're all Democrats? Everyone is a Democrat. Yeah, and the only crooked politician that's a Republican is doing extra time in jail because he was sentenced by the Democrats. A jury of his spears. Let me give you a tune to make your day.
couple of things coming up here tonight. Listening to Mike Savage, and Mike Savage is celebrating a small victory. The Home Secretary in England has resigned. I think that's what her title is. Jackie Smith, who brought charges that could not be defended. Savage wasn't allowed to defend himself, and he was banned from England. So she has resigned because her husband was being naughty. And so that's one victory for Mike Savage, and he may be crowned King of England yet. Sadly, they have also announced, and Mike it was the first one to announce it on his show, that the Hummer has been sold to the Chinese. How's that grab you? You know all those Hummers? I was in Kuwait right after the liberation, and a Chrysler dealer had one of the first Hummers, and he was standing outside his showroom, and he had on military fatigues, feeling real macho, and he was standing next to his Hummer, and he was so proud of his Hummer. It was like a brand new Arabian horse. And and Hummer's got a good reputation from Desert Storm. And now the Chinese are going to be making them. So when you see the next Tiananmen Square massacre, those Chinese people will be run over by Hummers. And I sent out a flash email tonight, and I have a picture of the world's smallest car, and it's parked between two vans in England. And and I call it the, I said it's the only car, it's the new American car, and it's the only car endorsed by Planned Parenthood. Because if you could have a kid in this car, you got to be, you should be in the circus. And also, I had a nice Chevy Camaro, and I put a windmill on the trunk. And this is the new Obama mobile. And then I also put out a Kool-Aid stand, a picture of a Kool-Aid stand, and said it was taken over by the government because the 2 9-year-olds were making windfall profits. Unbelievable. We are in trouble. Absolute trouble. And everybody is trying to, the communists are trying to blame O'Reilly for the death of the abortion doctor who was an usher in a Lutheran church. And he was gunned down in front of his wife. I've got to tell you something. I feel no compassion for the guy's death. As my personal opinion, I feel no compassion whatsoever. More people are outraged that he got gunned down than that he was gunned down in the church. If he wasn't the abortion doctor and he was gunned down in the church, and nobody would care. But because he had a karma review, that's what he got. And as you do unto others, so will be done unto you.
We'll start off with this report called Obamanomics. Okay. And I got this from World One Daily, and it's by Chelsea Schilling. Chrysler hit list targets GOP donors. Dealers who give to Republicans much more likely to be shuttered. As part of its Chapter 11 bankruptcy, Chrysler is terminating 1/4 of its franchises, but some say its catalog of doomed dealership looks more like a hit list that specifically seeks to put Republican donors out of business. Chrysler will now be eligible for up to $8 billion in taxpayer-funded federal aid. And how many strings are attached to that aid? How many gifts have to go back? The gift giver doesn't want, has no strings attached? I don't believe it. The federal government has already provided $8.58 billion to Chrysler and Fiat. And what are they saying tonight? The Fiat might take it over? I wouldn't be surprised if Fiat pulls out at the last minute. The Treasury also loaned $1.5 billion to the automaker's lending arm in January. President Obama has said the bankruptcy will give the company a new lease on life after his administration spearheaded a plan requiring the company to sell to Italian automaker Fiat. Chrysler's stronger operations will be owned by Fiat, labor, and the U.S. and Canadian governments. The sale could close as early as this Friday. Obama said the bankruptcy would be quick and efficient step toward Chrysler's survival. Let me ask you a question. If those 2,000 dealers that are small business guys, and some in business since 1939, get the shaft, and they come together, and they find a vehicle that they can market tomorrow, and they make that vehicle the number one dominant vehicle in the United States, will the government step in and put them out of business physically and see them as a threat to their own government motor cars? Obama said the bankruptcy would be quick and efficient. I can't believe that it's going to be quick and efficient. You look at the parts on all of those cars, they're made by small manufacturers. Are you telling me that these manufacturers are going to take a hit? They didn't get paid from the last Chrysler, now they're going to refinance the next Chrysler? Or are they going to tell them it's got to be C or D? But WND, World News Daily, renewed the list of 789 closing franchises and databases of political donors and found that of dealership majority owners making contributions in the November 2008 election, less than 10% gifted to Democrats, while 90% of the 789 gave to Republican candidates. The listed franchise owners contributed at least $450,000 to Republican presidential candidates and the GOP, while only $8,000 was donated to Hillary Clinton and $2,200 was given to John Edwards. And they had to hand him that money in a garage under a car he was hiding under. a hotel garage. Obama received a combined total of only $450 in donations and $250 from dealer Jane Baldock in Wenatchee, Washington, and $200 from Waco, Texas dealer Jeffrey Hunter. How's that? Isn't that shocking? The car dealers only gave Obama $452 donors out of the 789 that are closing. Many of the majority owners who donated to Republican campaigns also contributed additional thousands to George Bush's 2004 to help elect GOP representative. The first dealership on Chrysler's list of facilities marked for termination by June the 9th is located in Venice, Florida, and belongs to Republican Representative Vernon Buchanan. Buchanan gave $2,300 to McCain in 2008 and contributed nearly $150,000 to GOP candidates since 2007. He discovered that his location was scheduled for closure when he crossed paths with Representative Candace Miller, a Republican of Michigan. According to the Associated Press, Miller told Buchanan, "I heard you're going to lose your Dodge franchise." "Oh, really?" Buchanan said in a state of surprise. Isn't that funny that one politician would know before another? The dealership's operating partner, Shelby Kurtzinger, said he was astonished by Chrysler's decision because the location has been profitable, selling more than twice the stock of an average Chrysler dealership every year. Houston dealer Robert Archer is one of 330 people contesting Chrysler's decision to close their locations. He donated $1,000 to the National Republican Committee. Archer told the New York Times he ordered 700 new vehicles and $1.7 million in new parts after Chrysler told him he could survive unless he stocked more cars. He sacrificed his profits to help the company survive. Isn't that something? How sad, huh? How sad. Is that an embarrassment? Are you going to tell me that the Democrats are for small business? Who? Chuck Schumer? If Chuck Schumer had a Kool-Aid stand, he'd have to pull a Chapter 11 after the second customer. He'd be charged with leaving a bad taste in your mouth. Isn't it funny? I hardly ever read a Gideon Bible in a hotel room. But you know what? When I pull that little drawer open, I know it used to be there. And the fact that it's not there, to me, that's the same as the flag not being flown at 11 o'clock at night on all the TV stations while they play the national anthem. Well, how long does it take to play the national anthem? 2 minutes? 3 minutes? It should be a law. A San Diego pastor says county officials have told him he needs a permit to host a weekly Bible study in his home. Pastor David Jones, guy's a pastor, and his wife Mary were hosting the weekly study near their church when they say they were visited by, get a load of this, a county code enforcement officer. And tonight I hear there's a Marine that's got 7 decals on his truck and he's being told by the condo association he's got to stop advertising freedom. How's that? These little communist bastards that weasel their way into points of controlling other people. They should all be taken out and shot. And that's why I don't like condos and associations. It's always the worms that seem to take over and run the show. They have nothing better to do with their lives but interfere with the lives of other people. They have no lives of their own. Pastor David Jones and his wife Mary were hosting the weekly study near their church when they say they were visited by a county code enforcement officer that's also known as the Schutzstaffel. That's the American Schutzstaffel. According to Dean Broyles, an attorney for the Joneses, the county official asked the pastor if they hosted a regular weekly meeting in their home and if they prayed and said amen and praised the Lord at those meetings. After replying the affirmative to those inquiries, a subsequent citation notified the couple they were in violation of county regulations, should stop religious assembly, and needed to apply for a major use permit to continue the gatherings. My friends, permits are another form of taxation. The less permits you have to apply for, the less taxes you'll have to pay. You've got to put an end to all this tax collecting. They're banging you 6 ways to Sunday. Jones, his wife, and their attorney were interviewed on the Fox News channel. Broyle says the couple's rights have been violated. The government may not prohibit the free exercise of religion, and I believe that our founding fathers would roll over in their graves if they saw that here in the year 2009, a pastor and his wife were being told that they can't have a simple Bible study in their home. Someday I'm going to get out the letter that Nathan Hale got from a buddy of his, and Nathan Hale was thinking of becoming a teacher. And his buddy talked him into becoming a spy for the USA. He said it was a grander cause. Beautiful letter. And it has to do with God and country. The government may not prohibit the freedom of exercise of religion. The American Family Association has launched an online petition drive relating to the accident, asking the San Diego, California. I'm going to tell you something about California. As far as I'm concerned, not one penny from any state should go to California to foster Grey Poupon welfare out there. Those bums out in California who are just milking the federal treasury of 49 other states should have to stand on their own 2 feet and earn a living. And they wouldn't have time to do horse crap like this. Jones and his wife say they will continue to challenge the county's policy. And it breaks my heart when I see guys coming back from Iraq in flag-draped coffins, and I see that they're from California. I know there's some decent people out there. Unfortunately, only 1% of the nation is up for the game, and 99% live in another world. And one day, there's going to be a day of reckoning, and you know what? It's going to be sad. It's going to be sad. If you think hearts were broken on 9-1-1, you haven't seen anything yet. You haven't seen anything yet. Bin Laden is coming back. And as a matter of fact, Obama's leaving the lights on the aircraft carrier at night for him so he can have a safe landing. Here's a tribute to the parson and his wife. Before we do the tribute, I just want to mention this. I'm watching O'Reilly tonight. Hannity. He's running 101 wastes of money. And I think number 54 was methamphetamine, combating the use of methamphetamines in Arizona. I told you, John McCain's biggest failure as a senator from the state of Arizona is he failed to beat drugs. He's got a big methamphetamine problem in Arizona, and he never did anything to stop the onslaught. So he's responsible for a lot of addicts in Arizona just by not paying attention to the problem. And if he can't pay attention to a drug problem in one state, how's he going to pay attention to the drug problem in 50 states? And methamphetamines is big in Arizona. Let me give you that tribute to the parson. Thank you. Hi, you boys and girls. Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book.com. Well, the party of death gets stronger. The Republicans get weaker. They're all hiding in the closet. They're afraid to voice their opinion because they think that they survived by the skin of their neck, and they want to continue to stay in office. Hang in there. So I went back to the Gang of 14 who gave Bush a hard time, and eight of them were Republicans. And I said, these eight Republicans, they got to go. And I couldn't remember who the Gang of 18 were, but now I see them, and I'm convinced that they have to go. The leadoff man is Lindsey Graham from South Carolina, followed by John Warner, Olympia Snowjob, Susan Tom Collins, John McCain, Mike DeWine, Lincoln Chafee, Ben Nelson of Nebraska, and I've added two of my favorites, Richard Lugar and Chuck Hagel. And I call him Hagel the Bagel. And the envelope, please. And then I left the room where you could add your target Republican to the list. No more Manchurian candidates. Some have already gone. I think Warner is gone. Did you know he's a flag burner? He voted to burn the flag. He stood with the Democrats tall, which means he can't be counted on. That's why I call them Manchurian candidates. McCain has taught us how to lose. And the biggest grant of pork money went to Arizona to fight methamphetamine problems. Hang in there. If McCain can't win the drug war in his state alone, how's he going to fight a drug war for the entire nation? And Arizona is sick. All right? How sad. A once great state has been brought down by drugs. Sammy the Bull Gravano was put in the witness protection program. I was going to say the wetness protection program for underarm deodorant. And he opened up a methamphetamine lab in Arizona. How's that? Isn't that great? With government help. So if McCain can't beat drugs in one state, how's he going to fight drugs in the other 49? And Arizona isn't the biggest drug addict in the country. But he can't even win there. And as far as I'm concerned, McCain should step aside and drop out and not even show his face. He should fight for his survival in Arizona, and that's it. And we don't need any more lessons from losers. We need winners. I know that's hard, and it's very cruel, and I voted for McCain, and the reason I voted for McCain is he took the pain. He hung upside down in getting the Jane Fonda workout. And for that, I admired him, and I also admired the fact that he wouldn't go home early before his men, who were there longer. So I give him credit for that. But he is not a winner. Sadly, he's not a winner, and I'll tell you why. He's too Democrat. He's too Democrat for me. When the guy opened up his first campaign speech for the presidency of the United States, doing a eulogy for Ted Kennedy, I knew he was not my man. But I voted for him out of respect for veterans. So having said that, McCain lost the drug war in Arizona. He is once again a POW, a prisoner of weed. We get the message, lesson over. Lindsey Graham is an ACLU wolf in Repuppy clothing in my mind. I saw his true colors when he tried American troops in the liberal court of public opinion. I would never allow him to carry the wounded back or to go get ammo. It's not Christian to double cross. And the Snowjob sisters from Maine, weren't they in Macbeth? I would not let them babysit my fetuses. Lincoln Chapstick looks like Alfalfa, the kid from our gang. He voted to burn the flag, as did John Warner, who married Cleopatra. Never trust a guy with wine in his name. There's a Mike DeWine on the list. Never trust a guy with wine in his name. Like Anthony Weiner, Never trust a party official that has rat in the party name, like a Democrat. Never trust a guy who wears brown shoes with a blue suit, or a woman with two last names, especially if one of those names is a test for VD. Debbie Wasserman what? Beware of guys like Luger, who could hurt a fly. This Sunday, he has published an article across the nation advocating taxing a gasoline. The reality of this proposal is that it is already being planned by the taxaholics in Washington. Could we play Saturday Night Tax Fever? We have no problems and we see the light. We got a lot of cash we got to hide. There ain't no danger, we can go too far. Just start selling those pardons, that's who we are. Greece. We are scoring big in tax monies like rain. The voters don't understand, it's just a laughing shame. Our lips are lying, only cash is real. Stop fighting ourselves, we got dinars to feel. Greece is the word. We take the pressure and we throw away. The Constitution now belongs to yesterday. There is no chance the U.S. will get that far. Once our pockets are heavy, put the rest in the car. Greece is the word. This is a life of confusion, a life of control. Mixed with diffusion, Chuck Schumer just sold his soul. McDermott, Thompson, Banya scored lots of green. They went to Baghdad and they made the scene. Pelosi and Nelson, they danced the clone. Denounced the country from a Syrian throne. Backsheesh is the word, it's the word that you heard. The refrigerators are full, let's break the bird. Greece is the time, is the place, is the motion. Greece is the way we are crouping, way we are crouping. Hey, get your nuclear secrets, and get your caribou rights, and get your trade agreements, get your higher taxes, get your open borders, press 5 for English. So beware of guys like Senator Luger, who could hurt a fly. And this Sunday he has published an article across the nation advocating taxing a gasoline. The reality of this proposal is that it is already being planned by the taxaholics in Washington. Luger is the longest feeler on the cockroach head, followed by the civic announcement that this is only a test in the event that the public riles up. Nothing like a good oil crisis to make windfall profits. I am sure that the House and Senate, never having to pay a bill, we only pass them, we don't pay them. Check every day the gas prices in Amsterdam and Norway, now $6.50 a gallon. Holland, the home of Royal Dutch Shell, and Norway, the home of North Sea oil, love to pay gas taxes. And guess how much Venezuela pays for gasoline? The Venezuelan people. 12 cents a gallon. How's that? 12 cents a gallon, and Stinky is making a profit. Yeah, so we got Holland, the home of Royal Dutch Shell, and Norway with the highest gas prices, the home of North Sea oil. So why not King George, the USA? I can hear Henry Taxman, Waxman, that, you know who he is, don't you? He's Mighty Mouse's archenemy, Oil Can Henry, shouting between baseball hearings that Americans can well afford a $5 tax on a gallon of gas. Look how we scored. Big windfall taxes on the cigarette companies. They put them in business and then they put them out of business. Yeah, they used to take their donations. And then they said, why should we take donations when we can find them? Look how we scored. Big windfall taxes on the cigarette companies. We will just tell the broke we're doing it to keep them breathing. But these taxes are taking my breath away. The only act of parliament left untouched by the party of death is making the quartering of British troops a law once again. But you better keep an eye out if the homeless start gathering on your porch. Followed by the Stamp Act, where the Democrats stamp us out for good. It gets worse. Hang in there, I'll tell you how it gets worse. As a young kid growing up in the alleys of New York, that's how the liberals used to describe me. They used to describe my neighborhood as a poor neighborhood, and then they brought in drugs, and they changed the name to a ghetto or a barrio. I learned to fish the mighty Hudson River. I used to roll out of bed and go fishing in the Hudson River from my cliff in the sky. I was taught by a peer who told me every American was free to fish the oceans raw, and it was on the house. It was my inalienable right, given to me by freedom fighters in 1776. I can still remember my first sleepless night as a teen, awaiting the dawn to fish my country's abundanza. I even taught my immigrant father and uncle the thrill of fishing American. When they caught their first undersized bagal or porgy, they thought they had captured Moby Dick. We learned a lot that summer about boating and poor man fishing, the right of every American to go down to the sea for free. Along comes the party of death and taxes led by Sheikh Abdul Rahman, the Emir of New York State, and his money stealers, his Alibabas, and they have discovered the last bastion of freedom, tax-free fishing. No more, my friends, does the Liberty Bell chime. Now to bait a hook, it costs a dime. So when Dad rolls his family out of bed to fish the great Atlantic beaches, he has to pay $8 a head. Tackle shops have become revenue collection points for the Sheriff of Nottingham. No poaching porgies. I live on an island that should have blown the bridges away and sailed away a long time ago. If an unruly child graffitis the neighborhood, driving mom's real estate values down another 50%, the government imprisons the hardware store owner. They force the same store owner to build cages around his stock because the government is fighting crime at his expense. So the owner adds the fines and increased cost to the price of the goods sold, and that's good because for the city and state that means more taxes. Now the tackle shop gets two audits a year, one from the sales tax people and one from the Fish and Game Commission. But Alcalde Bloomingdale and the governor, Abdul Rahman, the blind sheikh, won't be around to make the sale and be throttled by the unhappy taxpayer. They leave the tackle guy to get tackled, while they pay a tribute to world hunger. Of course, if you don't pay more taxes, they will have to cut the critical services first. That's blackmail. They threaten you with cutting out the police, the firemen, the teachers, so that Grandpa goes to the hospital after being mugged and set on fire in an EMS rickshaw. But don't touch the ballet money. The grant for bigger tutus stays. Junior was a dummy anyway. Besides, he has to clean up the closed coal mines. after he drops out of seventh Greenpeace grade. Hey, what is the guy on the gallows shouting? Taxation without representation? What? Give me liberty or give me a corned beef on rye? Is this sandwich tax exempt? Only if it's for resale and you filled out the form. Yep, that's where we are today. The land of going nowhere. Fast.
I've been away from you a long time. I never thought I'd miss you so. Somehow I feel your love is real. Near you I want to be. The birds are singing, it is song time. The band is running soft and low. I know that you yearn for me too. Swanee, you're calling me. Swanee, how I love you, how I love you, my dear old Swanee. I'd give the world to be among the folks in D-I-X-I, even though my mammy's waiting for me, praying for me down by the Swanee. The folks up north will see me no more when I get to that Swanee shore. I love the old folks at home. Swanee, how I love you, how I love you, my dear old Swanee. I give the world to be among the folks here. D-I-X-I, even though my mammy's waiting for me, praying